He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall dwell of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely shall he deliver thee from the snare of fowl and from the nuisance of pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, for nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall I behold. Only with thine eyes shall I behold. My God, God. Yes, my God. Only with thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon a lion and an adder, and a young lion and a dragon shall thou trample under feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, have known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. And I believe that's long, healthy life. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. God is on the throne. Plead my cause, O Lord, with those that strive with me. Fight against those that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw also thy spear and stop away against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, say unto my soul, to my soul, I am thy salvation. Glory be to God. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and do good. So thou shalt dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself in the Lord. Delight thyself in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest. Thank you, Jesus. Rest in the Lord. And wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of him who bringeth wicked devices to pass. You cease from anger. You cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. And the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth. The meek shall inherit the earth. My beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers, the meek shall inherit the earth. Meek, this is not a sign of weakness. The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in abundance of peace. The wicked plot up against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord laugh at him, for he see his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay the upright in conversation. Their sword shall enter their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that the righteous man has, a little that the righteous man have, is better than the riches of the wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. Yes, you have an inheritance. Yes, you do. An inheritance is waiting for you, and it shall be forever. Thank you, Jesus. Bless women and men of God. Your inheritance shall be forever. And forever means forever. Then in Psalm 110, it reads, The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send a rod of strength out of Zion. Thank you, Jesus. Rule thou in midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of power and the beauties of holiness. From the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of my youth. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art the priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strive the kings in the days of the wrath. He shall judge the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. Watch out. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook of hay. Therefore shall he lift up the head. My God, my God. My brothers and my sisters, God is in charge. No matter what it looks like, no matter what's being said, no matter what's being done, God is in charge. No matter what the doctor say, no matter what the lawyer say, no matter what the judge say, no matter what your pastor says, God is in charge. It's God's church. It's God's pulpit. It's God's job. If he gave you that job, men and women of God, it belongs to God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus will work it out. He will work it out without the shadow of a doubt. Nobody but the almighty living God. And we've got to turn it over to him. Judge me, O Lord, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou art the God of my strength. Why dost thou cast me off? Why do I go mourning because the oppression of the enemy? Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. My God, let them lead me. Let them bring me unto the holy hill and to the tabernacle. Yes, Jesus is the light of the world. There is light at the end of that dark tunnel, and that light is the almighty living Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Send out the light and thy truth, and let them lead me. Let them bring him into the holy hill and to the tabernacle. Then will I go into the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harp will I praise thee. O God, my God. O God, my God. You got to make it personal, my sisters and my brothers. My God, God, my God. My God, he's my God, and I praise him, I glorify him, and magnify him. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope, hope, hope in God, for I shall yet praise him. Yes, my sisters and brothers, this morning you should have hope in God. When you don't see a way out, you don't know which direction to go in, when you're all done you could do, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't give up. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. God has the final say so. God has the final say. Not the lawyer, not the judge, not the doctor, not the anesthesiologist, not the boss, the so-called boss man or boss woman, not your friends, not your enemies. God has the final say so. That's why your hope is in God, or it should be in God. My hope is built on nothing but the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him. Yes, no matter what you're going through, no matter what's being done, no matter what's being said, your hope should be in God, and you should praise him. When you wake up early in the morning, praise him. At noonday, praise him. In the middle of the night, praise him. When you can't sleep at night, get up and praise God. Maybe that's why he's keeping you awake. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank him for your home, for your shelter, for your food, for your clothing, for your portion of health, for good health. Claim it in the name of Jesus. Thank him for what he's done for you and what he will continue to do for you. Thank him for keeping you safe from seen and unseen danger. Praise him. We ought to spend more time praising God and stop talking about our problems. Giving God the glory, the honor. Oh, magnify the Lord. You make your problems big and great. Magnify the Lord. Magnify the Lord. Denounce that situation. Denounce that problem. And praise God. Oh, let us magnify the Lord in the midst of our trials and tribulations. My sisters and my brothers, I dare you to magnify the Lord in the midst of a trial. I dare you to magnify the Lord in the midst of a tribulation. I dare you to magnify the Lord when you get that pink slip on that job. I dare you to magnify the Lord when the doctors say you got something they don't understand what it is. I dare you to magnify the Lord when they call you everything but a child of God. Magnify the Lord. Lift up your hands this morning and praise him. Give him a 10-second praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father God, we praise you. We thank you for this day. We thank you for keeping us safe from hurt and danger. We thank you, Father God, for our homes, our food, our shelter, our clothing. We thank you, Father God, right now, even for those that are in the nursing homes, the hospitals, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you today. We glorify you. We magnify you in the midst of everything that's going on. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Praise him. Your hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Let's go over that again. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquiet within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him. Who is the health of my countenance and my God? Who is your health? Is your health this morning? The Christ in you. He is your health, and you shall yet praise him. Thank you, Jesus. the word of God for the people of God. And the word of God is already blessed. And we bless the listeners, the hearers, and the doers of his word this morning. We honor you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you into the service on this morning. We welcome you. We ask you to come and sup with us. We welcome your presence. We welcome your love. We welcome your peace. We welcome your joy. On this, we thank you right now, glory be to God, for blessing us over and over and over and over and over again. We thank you for your healing hand of mercy. When the doctors say no, you said yes. We thank you, Father God, for miracles, signs, and wonders that are taking place on this day. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping us safe as we drive in our vehicles on a daily basis. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for blessing us as we ride in the trains. Touch the hands of the conductor. Touch those workers, Father God, on the trains. Touch, Father God, the pilots, the airplanes. Those that are flying the helicopters. Touch them right now. Keep them safe in their vehicles, Father God, as they go on their journey to schools, university, and their jobs. Touch, Father God, in the name of Jesus, those that are walking to school this morning. Protect them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We thank you right now as we go and begin our daily tasks. Crown our heads with divine wisdom, divine knowledge, divine intelligence, divine prosperity, divine protection. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We magnify you, the Lord. We magnify you, Father God. How great thou art. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. We thank you right now. We can't thank you enough. If we had 10,000 tongues, we can't thank you enough, Father God, for how good you are to us and how good you have been. Touch our young people. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Touch the baby that's in that mother's womb and let that baby leap for joy. Let that baby hear the word of God, the voice of God, in the name of Jesus. Touch, Father God, those that are crying out in the wilderness of our cities, where there's so much crime. We come against that crime right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Stop those illegal weapons being placed in our communities. Stop those illegal weapons, Father God, where those people can easily access them to do evil things, to commit murder on innocent victims. Stop it right now. Touch their minds. Let them have a transformation of the mind to value the lives of others. Not on our watch when anybody commits suicide. Stop the cutting of your wrists. Put down those pills. Put down the gun. Put down the weapon. Not on our watch will you commit suicide. Hallelujah, glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, stop it right now. No suicide will be committed on our watch. Why? Because God has a plan for your life. And that plan will come into fruition. We thank you right now, Father God, for touching that individual that was about to commit suicide. Wait on the Lord. Cry out to the Lord. Now is the hour of salvation. Cry out to the Almighty Living God. Our God is not dead. Our God lives, and he lives within your soul. Cry out to the Christ in you. Wake up the Christ in you. My God, my God, my God. He's able. He's able. He's able, my sisters and brothers. He has not forgotten about you. He knows about your trials and your tribulations. He knows about the deaths in your families and your communities. He knows, Father God, right now, he knows what you're going through. He's there with you. He said he'll send you a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. Touch Harry and Linda Bennett. Touch Pastor Loretta Sumter, Daisy. Touch right now in the name of Jesus, Stacy Johnson and his wife and his family, Gussie and her daughters. Touch right now, Father God, all the families in South Carolina that just went through that terrible, terrible situation. You know all about it, Father God. Touch them and bless them. Send forth healing. My God, my God. We pray for Jeanette Horton in North Carolina and her family in its entirety. Mother Annie Green, we are praying for you. God is able. God is healing you at 91 years old. God is healing. And we thank you for his presence in your life. Crown our head with godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching our elders, Mother Nita, as she lies in the nursing home. Touch her right now and all the other residents that are there in the nursing homes. Touch them right now, Father God. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. Protect, Father God, each and every one of us from COVID that's passing over and over and over again. Dismiss that COVID disease and other diseases in our systems. We come against COVID and other deviants of that disease. Counsel them out in the name of Jesus. Those that have been affected by COVID, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. We know that you're able. We know you're a good God. We know you're a gracious God. We come against all sickness, all disease. We come against, Father God, cancer, breast cancer. We ask for restoration. Men and women that have suffered from breast cancer, we ask God for healing for you. Liver cancer, prostate cancer, kidney cancer of the throat, the esophagus, the tongue. We come against that cancer right now, the brain, in the name of Jesus. We come against leukemia. Glory be to God. God, you're able. We know you are. We know you are. We love you, Lord. We glorify you. We magnify you. We lift up your holy hand. And we thank you right now for what you're doing in the lives of the entire Green family. Tanisha, Carmen, Elijah, your daughter, your family in its entirety. Verge, we are praying for you. Yes, we are. Wallace Green, Sandra Green, Wallace Green Jr., we are praying for you. In Norfolk, Virginia, in Florida, Dr. Ron and Jill Green, we are praying for you. God is able. God is working miracles in your lives. Yes, he is. He's a good God. Ruth and Alfred Bellamy, we are praying for you. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, Sister Nettie Savage, we are praying for you. We are praying for you, Pastor Victor Mines and First Lady Mines. We are praying for you, Bishop Reginald Kennedy and First Lady. We are praying for you, Elder Cassie Lofton, Deacon Lofton. We're praying for you. We're praying for marriages to be restored, to be revived, that the love will continue to flow between male and female. But God has put together, let no man put asunder. Yes, we are praying for marriages to be restored, make brand new, restoration, uplifting, the love that will grow and that will flourish between a male and female. And we thank you, God, because you created Adam and Eve. We thank you, Father God. Glory be to God. Vigils that are now being married on this day. We thank you, Father God, because they want to do the right thing and bless them. Someone, Father God, has been praying for a spouse. Let the women know that it's a good man that findeth a good wife. A good man that findeth a good wife. And we pray, Father God, that as individuals seek you for marriage, they will get rid of all the baggage in their lives. Thank you, Jesus. Male and female, you need to get rid of the marriage, the baggage in your life before you go into a relationship with someone else. You need to seek the Lord and get rid of that baggage. Don't take it into another relationship. Don't take it into a marriage. And your children, pray for them that they'll be a blessing. Hallelujah. That they'll be a blessing to the body of Christ and to you. We pray for grandparents and great-great-grandparents. We pray, Father God, for matriarchs of families. We thank you for them right now. We thank you, glory be to God, hallelujah, for the family reunions that are being restored, the Gibson Magwood family. We're praying for you. We're praying for family reunions to be restored, that families will come to one and enjoy families before there is a funeral. Enjoy your family before another individual passes away on this earth. We thank you, Father God, for families that are being restored. We come against COVID, that as these families gather together for gatherings, that no one will be affected by COVID. No one. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We pray for President Joe Biden, his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, Kamala Harris and her husband, our vice president. Yes, we're praying for her and her husband in the name of Jesus, that you touch them and grant them godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding and divine intelligence before they make any other rules or laws governing this earth. Father God, we pray right now that they'll cry out to you and say, God, is this pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight of God? We pray for Congress, every member. We pray for Nancy Pelosi, the strong speaker of the House. Continue to bless her. Continue to strengthen her. Continue to guide her. Continue to uplift her as she come against those evil ones. We pray for every Democrat, every Republican, every Green Party, every Independent Party, that they'll come together as one in the name of Jesus. That they'll work together as one in the name of Jesus. We pray for every delegate, every senator, every congressperson. We pray, Father God, for every governor and every mayor, that they'll come together as one for the goodness of the people. The president of the city councils, we're praying for you. As we go forth for elections, Father God, we pray over these elections, that the men and women will grow stronger in the Lord. We don't need another law. We need Jesus. We pray for law enforcement, our police officers, our security guards, our resource officers in the schools, our sheriffs. We're praying for you. You're doing the work. That's not easy. Pray for the young man that just lost his life. His family, Father God, in the name of Jesus, his children. We pray for law enforcement. We pray for our military, our Army, our Navy, our Marines, our Air Force, our National Guards, our Coast Guards. We're praying for you. It's not easy. They volunteer to do difficult tasks. And Father God, we pray right now that they'll be honest in the work that they're doing. as they bless us, Father God, with their presence in our cities. We are praying for you, police officers and sheriffs, military, the veterans. Thank you for your service. We thank you, Father God. Bless them from seen and unseen danger. We're praying for those that are behind bars, that they'll cry out to the Almighty God and ask for forgiveness of their sins. Let them repent of their sins, because you said in your word, if my people will call by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for God's people repenting of their sins. We thank you. This is the hour of salvation. Are you sure? Are you sure that you're saved? Without the shadow of a doubt. You know that if you leave this earth the next second, that you're on heaven. Be very sure. Cry out to God right now. Cry out. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. Accept him as your personal Savior. Personal Savior. Living Savior. Repent of your sins. No matter what you've done, the Word of God says he'll forgive you. He's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. Your mother may not forgive you. Your sisters may not forgive you. Your brothers may not forgive you. Your friends may not forgive you. The judge may not forgive you. The lawyer may not forgive you. But the kind of God that we serve, he will forgive you. But you have to do something. You have to welcome him into your life. Repent of your sins. Receive him and believe that you heard and heard that prayer. And he has forgiven you. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Now is the hour of salvation. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. For the Bible tells you so. And he will forgive you. Isn't that a good God? No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, no matter what you said, he will forgive you. Judge ye not. God will do the judging. God will do the judging. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He's the Almighty Judge. We thank you, Father, for forgiving us of our sins on this day, our words, our ways, our actions, and our thoughts. We thank you for forgiving us of our sins. We know that there's no big sin and no little sin. And none of us are perfect. We're striving for perfection. And we thank you, Father God, right now. And we repent. Whatever I've done, whatever I said, I repent right now. I repent of my sin. And I ask that you forgive me right now on this day. Cry out to Jesus, my sisters and my brothers. He's waiting for you. Seek ye the Lord while you have a chance. Knock and doors shall be open. Ask and ye shall receive. He's a gentleman. He will not force himself on you. You have a choice. Choose you this day who you're going to serve. You have a choice. Make up your mind. Tomorrow may be too late. The next hour may be too late. Choose ye this day who you want to serve. Walk that straight path. My God, my God is able. Along with the innate Christ mind, Christ consciousness of Christ nature within you. There's also the resurrected universal Christ presence that is available to you. After the disciples of Jesus Christ saw this resurrected Christ, Jesus' presence in their midst, these previously downtrodden, defeated, helpless men were transformed and to the fearless, undaunted, inspired apostles who then uplifted and converted thousands of people to the Christ message in a way that no one has ever been able to equal since. After seeing Jesus, who they thought was defeated, Jesus uplifted the fearless, undaunted, and inspired apostles who then the message in a way that no one has ever been able to equal since. Because of this sudden transformation, and I believe that God is allowing some sudden transformation to take place on this day, because of their sudden transformation, there's people confused, and some of us are confused this morning. God is not the author of confusion. They're previously confused, discouraged. Somebody's discouraged this morning. He's taking that away. Insignificant group converted 3,000 people at their first public meeting. 3,000 at their first public meeting. Jesus. They also caused Christianity to spread quickly throughout the ancient world and to continue to spread for 20 centuries. Are you able to convert even one? Are you able to witness to one? We know that God does the converting, but are you able to witness to one person? Have you witnessed to one person this year? The same resurrected Christ presence that was seen by Jesus' followers after his crucifixion, and which transformed them and their followers so thoroughly, is still here today, still on this planet today, and longs to help you transform your problems with into solutions in this modern age as well. The word of God says in Matthew 28 and 20, "Lo, I am with you always." That was the promise. And God don't break no promises. "Lo, I am with you always," Matthew 28 and 20. Many believers, or many have seen the resurrected Christ's presence in their midst in modern times, as it lovingly ministered to you. Jesus Christ is still Lord of this planet, Lord of this earth, Lord of this nation. Jesus Christ is still Lord, like the Christ within. This universal Christ does not press upon you, but awaits your attention and recognition. He's waiting for your attention and your recognition. He's waiting on you. The Christ presence is polite. He longs to be invited into your life to help you and quickly resolve and respond what it is. After the time of Jesus, his followers often invited his resurrected presence into the midst by calling, "Come, Jesus Christ." Cry out this morning to him, "Come, Jesus Christ." They knew that spiritual man had been given power of choice and dominion over this world. He gave it to you, my sisters and brothers. Welcome into him, into your life, into that situation. Come, Jesus Christ. As you go on your job, cry out, "Come, Jesus Christ." As you wake up this morning, "Come, Jesus Christ." As you walk the streets, "Come, Jesus Christ." Welcome him. They knew that the spiritual man has been given of choice and dominion over this world, so that it was up to him to invite the Christ presence into his midst, and if he had wished the benefits of his spiritual power. Once when lecturing in a hotel ballroom, I mentioned that I would soon be given a series of lectures on the Christ consciousness. At the close of that lecture, as I gave the benediction, a lady attendant felt a presence near her right shoulder, looked up, and saw the figure of Jesus Christ standing in the midst of the ballroom. Hallelujah. You can't tell me about the presence of God. He will show up and show out. In another instance, an individual had a health problem, which had not been able to overcome through prayer. One afternoon, I sat quietly while with another minister, prayed with that individual about their health problem. And in that prayer, she invited the healing presence of Jesus Christ to make her whole again. You have got to invite the presence of the Almighty Living God in your life. You have got to do it. You have got to do it. Not the pastor, not the pope, not the archbishop, not the bishop, not the apostle, not the chief apostle, not the elder, not the trustee, not the missionary, not the evangelist. You have got to invite the presence of the Almighty Living God to your life. After they prayed for the individual, she felt relaxed and peaceful and took a nap. As the awakening, as the awareness, the figure of Jesus Christ had been standing over, and lots of times we feel that presence of the Almighty Living God with his arms outstretched, blessing you. It was only for a fleeting moment. My God, you feel that presence. It won't take you long. She knew that through prayer, answered prayer, and due time, her health problem was resolved. And your health problem will be resolved when you invite of the Almighty God into your life. Come, Jesus Christ. I welcome you into the presence of my life. I welcome you into the presence of each and every individual. Come, Jesus Christ. Take away that desire for drugs, alcohol, homosexuality. Come, Jesus Christ. We welcome you into our life. We welcome you. Come, Jesus Christ. And tomorrow, you will hear the rest of the story. Come, Jesus Christ. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD. Come, Jesus Christ. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 219. Send me your prayer request and request your prayer bug. Come, Jesus Christ. Apostle Margie Mercer, we are praying for you. Sister Greta, we are praying for you. Desmond Stewart, we are praying for you. Ricky Hightower, Maddie Hightower, we are praying for you. God is able. Come, Jesus Christ. Tune in again tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Come, Jesus Christ. We welcome you into our life. Come, Jesus Christ.